To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. With your humble hosts, Bang and Eddie, Yutz, broadcasting live from the outer space, straight into your brain. It was all a dream, I used to read Word Up magazine. Give it up one time for the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Peace.
Welcome to another week of the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER with your old pals, Big Bang and Eddie Yutz. Just a couple of Aussie larrikins who love to spend their weekends in the great Australian outdoors. the gentle tug, the fishing line, the glow of the bonfire raging out of control, and the smell of petrol from the speedboat taking all of our minds off the fact that we are indeed very heavily in debt. My name is Bang. Joining me as always, my good friend Eddie Yates. How are you, Edward, old son?
Very well, Bang. I've had a great week, and I'm very happy to be here chatting to you on 2SER right now.
Excellent. And the first song that we played for you this morning was Carly Simon with Wire. Shout-outs to our friends from the Fourth Estate there for the last hour of journalists talking about journalism. And with that, of course, we can take into account that they won't be talking about us because I don't imagine there'll be too much journalism going on in this morning's show, Eddie. I could be wrong.
We've been called a lot of things, but journalists, not one of them.
No, We've never had to suffer the slings and arrows of those who have to wear the crown of integrity.
I've been thinking, though, maybe we need to spruce up the show a bit with a bit more professionalism. I've got some ideas I might talk about a bit later on.
Really, now? You're thinking a new direction?
Yeah.
You're thinking some stage in the future the world might right itself and no longer will we be a replacement show. We'll be back to regularly scheduled service.
It could happen.
There'll be no more need for the Super Happy Fun Time.
It could happen. It's possible. It's not probable, but it's possible.
This is a dark future you predict. I'm sure it's a dark future that both of us can very happily live in. But with all the futures we have to live through, I'm very happy to know that we can be soundtracked through them all by you, Eddie Yates. What's going to be the next track we're going to listen to this morning, my good man?
Let's do things seriously, Bang. Let's play Total Control with their track Black Springs on 2SER.
That is serious.
Sports report coming up. Ben Doran, get your tape decks ready to press record.
Super Happy Fun Time 2SER.
To live. slick, the rock is not the end, the bar was weak. Now it's the spring, the bow was weak. Tired, I go.
There, my name's Gail Austin, just in case there's some loose curvies around, and if not, maybe you'd like to become one. Check out Curved Radio tonight at 10 o'clock here on 2SER.
Do you know the way to move? Do you know the listen to the radio. You listen to the radio.
And now on the Super Happy Fun Timeout on 2SER 107.3 FM. It is time for the sports report with Ben Doran.
In sport, as it is in life, we innovate or we die. French Enlightenment writer, historian and philosopher Voltaire wrote, "Our wretched species is so made that those who walk on the well-trodden path always throw stones at those who are showing a new road." Voltaire was not talking metaphorically and was often pelted with rocks and other found objects for many of his bold decisions, be it new approaches to historical non-fiction or his commitment to novelty horns for his unicycle, a Baroque version of the song later known as La Cucaracha, earning particular scorn. American golfer Bryson DeChambeau made global sporting headlines this week with a bold innovation of his own, returning to competition with an additional 9 kilos of muscle mass. The golfer's tight new bod is not merely eye candy for the notoriously debauched golfing subculture. Physics major DeChambeau added the muscle as the latest in a long line of experiments aimed at finding the most scientifically efficient way to put the ball in the hole. Other sports stars to wield the scientific method include David Beckham, whose signature curved free kick was the product of a grueling process which included the global icon having several of his ribs removed and deliberately delaying an orgasm over a period of 7 years. The final release, often rumoured to have factored in a mass whale stranding in Wellington, New Zealand, that resulted in the death of over 140 pilot whales and a very sticky clean-up job for local volunteers.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired of you. Never mind. For you, never my love, never my love. What makes you think love will end when you know that my whole life depends? Never mind.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3 FM. We just heard a track from The Association called Never My Love, following on from The Sports Report with Ben Doran, Total Control with Black Springs. Before that, Sports Report, it went up another notch. How many notches can he go up?
I don't know. I ask that question every week, and next week I'm presented with another notch.
It just keeps getting better, weirder.
Not just a screamers here on the Super Happy Funtime Hour 2SER 107.3. Let's do this. Johnny Depp's dogs are back in the news, meaning by extension, so is Johnny Depp. So we won't be reporting on that, but we'd best acknowledge what the celebrities in our world are up to at the moment. I've got no idea. You got anything, Eddie?
Hackers appear to have hijacked the Twitter accounts of some of the most influential blue tick people in the world, including Bill Gates, Barack Obama, Elon Musk, Eddie Yutz, Kanye West. Yeah, I snuck that one in there. That's terrible. I'll tell you all about it later, but anything you read on my Twitter in the last week wasn't probably me. Probably wasn't me. Some of the bad stuff, that was me, but most of the bad stuff wasn't me.
All of the Instagram is you.
The Instagram's definitely me. What happened in this scam, right, is that they were trying to get the followers of all these celebrities, including Eddie Yutz, to hand over Bitcoin or something. They commandeered the Twitter feed of many celebrities, as well as the accounts of tech giants such as Apple and Uber, posted a link to a Bitcoin address, along with variations of, I am doubling all payments to my Bitcoin address. Send me $1,000, I'll send you back $2,000, which is a terrible business plan, one that we won't be looking into here. The perpetrators are still at large, apparently. How much Bitcoin did you lose as a result of this, Bang?
All right, so I lost enough that it stung a bit, but I didn't lose enough to stop me from sort of just like letting this Bitcoin ride and working it. So the scam was, all of these high profile accounts were hacked, and the hackers said, if you send us this much Bitcoin account, we're going to sort of say we're doing this for charity at the moment. You send us this much Bitcoin, we'll send you double that amount back. And so obviously people who are doing it really tough at the moment have a lot of Bitcoin and time to spend mucking around on the internet, working out some way to double it with Bill Gates and Elon Musk and Kanye West and, of course, Eddie Yutz.
Thanks.
And you did get me. But it gives me pause. It makes me wonder. It makes me hearken back into the day of the supervillains of our youth. Because I remember a day and age when supervillains would do stuff like they'd try and poison the town's water supply.
Yeah, big stuff.
Or they'd hijack exotic aircraft, like a Zeppelin, perhaps, or a helicopter with multiple rotors that was filled with royal families from all of the houses of Europe, and they'd ransom them. But this seems a bit nerdy to me.
It's a bit nerdier than any of those supervillain schemes.
I don't mind that. That's fine to have a nerdy supervillain scheme. Shout outs to the perpetrators of this scam. I feel the money that I lost on this scam and the fact that I'm not pressing charges is a pretty decent show of good faith, so there's no way that you should feel the need to clap back with revenge towards myself, Big Bang, and Eddie Yutz at the Super Happy Funtime Hour. In many respects, we're on your side. But I don't think it'd hurt for you to sort of maybe come up with some supervillainous scheme that got you outside. Apparently it equated to about $110,000, which was also 12.9 bitcoins. So I don't know how many lollies a bitcoin can buy, but I would imagine a considerable amount. It'd be enough to fill a ute. It'd be enough to fill one of our manly man utes that we take out every weekend when we're not doing a radio program.
Just out there in our utes.
Just having a boating, camping, fishing good time. What are we going to listen to now on the Super Happy Funtime Hour?
We're going to hear a track by a band called maybe M83, or maybe, as you like to call them, Bang, Mate 3 with their blokey ute song, Run Into Flowers.
We've got three mates. We're all going camping. Cabbage Report with Barbara Gallo-Ronson on soon. Super Happy Fun Time Hour, 2SER 107.3.
Goodies today.
Pretty sexy too.
I hope you enjoy.
2SER 107.3.
Welcome to World Global Cabbage Update. This is your host, Barbara Gallo-Ronson. And welcome. Yes, we're back. We're going to be talking
again about cabbage and a number of other things related to cabbage, including broccoli and general health and well-being. But first up, of course, we're going to talk a lot about travelling by cabbage. Of course, more and more people are finding the trains and buses and racing cars and average cars are no longer useful, and they're travelling by cabbage. And I just wanted to give some tips and theories about it. Of course, in my opinion, the best way to do it is to take a average size cabbage and just sort of psychically hold it in front of you and hop onto the cabbage, stand on it, sit on it, whatever, and just travel wherever you want to go in the world. Now, of course, this is psychic travel. This is traveling mentally. So you sort of imaginary travel by cabbage. Some people want to actually go places in actual life. So if you want to do that, it's a bit trickier. You basically have to buy a plane ticket or a bus ticket and then hop on the bus or the plane, but hold the cabbage under your arm and again psychically travel to, you know, wherever you want to go, Paris or Perth, one of those places. But also you're actually going there on the plane or the bus because you got the ticket. So it's sort of both ways, very good. Now, there is a third way to travel with cabbage, and that is to actually build a vehicle in the shape of a cabbage. And you do that, you get a car and you just build a fiberglass carapace over it, or you get a bus and you build a shell in the shape of a cabbage over the bus, or even a helicopter, you paint it like a cabbage and add some fiberglass features, fairings and so on. And that's another way to travel by cabbage, but I personally prefer the psychic imaginary way of pretending in your mind that you're sitting on a cabbage and you're going to Perth. Well, that's about it for World Cabbage Update. I am Barbagello Ronson, your host. Please come back next week when we'll talk more about leafy green vegetables and probably also touch on cabbage a bit. That's it.
That's right.
Aggie Wobble requested anonymity, shaping the narrative. Dance Company. Yeah. We lost our shirts on that one.
Yeah.
Bang, is the plural of cabbage cabbage or cabbages? Because I fear that I don't know, even though I listen to the World Cabbage Update. I haven't got this information.
That is a difficult one, isn't it? You think with, like, you and I being such close friends with Barbagallo Ronson, shout-outs to Barbagallo Ronson for the World Cabbage Update Report Global Hour. We just played here on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. But I'm as lost as you are, mate. I don't know if it's like, is it sheep or lambs or cabbage or cabbages? Hopefully he'll be joining us again next week and he'll be able to clarify that point for us, because beyond that point, he basically clarified everything else in my life that I needed clarification on.
After the cabbage report with Barbagallo, we heard Gary Wilson and R. Stevie Moore, a teaming of giants, with If Only I Could Be With You featuring Jimmy Whispers. I don't know if Jimmy Whispers is a giant, but he's awesome as well. Great track.
You're tuned to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour with Bang and Eddie Yutz. Now, by all conceivable metrics,
all of them,
we are not a successful radio show.
Not at all.
We love to donate our time to 2SER, and we do so freely and willingly. But we've both got to admit it hasn't been this endeavour, this venture. It's not particularly lucrative, is it?
No, I'm not swimming in cash.
No, but for some radio hosts in the Sydney market, it is a lucrative thing to be into. This is the job they'd want to have. It's the job we want to have. We also want to make it a little bit more lucrative. And the first rule of radio is, if someone has a good idea, steal it. Let the lawyers sort it out later on. So today we'll be stealing our radio ideas from Kyle and Jackie O. Hello to both, Kyle and Jackie O. We know you're listening. Yahtzee, are you familiar with the work of Kyle and Jackie O?
I am indeed, Bang. I've seen their billboards on public transport, and I mean that in both senses, in that I've seen their ads on the side of the bus while I've been sitting on the side of the road, and I've seen their ads on the side of the road while I've been riding on the bus. So it's great exposure for them.
It is double the exposure for the Kyle and Jackie O crew.
What's it like, bud? You listen to it a lot more than me. Tell me a bit about the show.
I listen to it a lot. I listen to it as much as I possibly can. I listen to it as much as a human possibly can. I do the thing where, like, I record it and then I put it into the digital audio editing machine and I stretch it out to twice the length. So I make a two-hour show go for 4 hours, and it's the exact same amount of content, but I stretch it out so it goes for twice as long. So their voices sound also... But I find that it just makes the jokes hit harder and longer and deeper. And they've got some great banter. They got some fantastic segments. Okay. They've got this, yeah, because they got this thing. Because you know how people watch television.
I've heard about
it. They also listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a segment on the radio where they talk about the things that people are watching on television, and just sort of.
Let Pretty that, good idea.
Rest in your cranium for just a little bit there. Oof. Sort of like they're double dipping on media, and that's fine. It's fine for one organisation to own multiple media outlets.
Why not?
Yeah, it's just we've all played Monopoly. We understand how these things work. if you want to streamline a point of view, you do it down the one media channel. And so they've got a segment where they talk about a show called The Masked Singer.
Ooh.
Which is a top secret singing competition. And I can't get enough of singing competitions.
Oh. Is there room for more on television? The answer is yes. Plenty more.
Oh, God. I think the only thing they could do that would be better than a singing competition would be a painting competition. Like one of those slow TV shows where you watch it for a period of over 18 hours.
And at the end
of it, you sort of go, oh, God. I can't believe how much Jeff made those colours blend in more than Rebecca did. But still, at the end of the day, she was awarded more highly for the way that the sun she painted reflected off the water. and I could just watch it and watch it and watch it and binge watch it. And they'd be 18-hour episodes. And I could binge watch a week's worth, and you'd only see like sort of 7 episodes throughout that week, but still you'd be there begging for number 8. And then you'd be able to get in your car the next morning and listen to Col and Jackie O discuss this radio program. But so at the moment they're discussing The Masked Singer.
Right.
Which is a program where the top secret singer is there in an elaborate costume. A costume so elaborate I can't even sort of bring it up in my mind's eye, because surely the picture that I would have for it would pale in comparison to what the real thing would be. But so they've got these people there doing this. There's singers in these costumes. And no one knows it. There's a panel of judges that don't even know who the people are in this costume, who are in these costumes. And apparently they just sing their songs, and throughout these songs they leave special clues. So I'm going to sort of ask you for us to have a little bit of reference here with the wider media.
Mm-hmm.
So the Super Happy Fun Time Hour, this is how we do cross-media promotion here. I ask you, Eddie Yates, who do you think is the masked singer?
Good question, Bang. Is it... The first thing that pops to mind, is it Adam Ant from the film clip for Stand and Deliver?
No, that's a good guess. Good film clip too. I would imagine you get multiple guesses on this program, so I'll give you another one.
Great. Is it Ghostface Killer in the early Wu-Tang press photos? Used to wear a mask.
That is a very, very good answer, but I think I believe that you and I have both heard Ghostface Killer sing, and
it's not pretty, is it?
It's probably not him. Not him.
The guys from Slipknot, maybe.
Next one.
Maybe it was the rabbit from Donnie Darko. He looks like the guys from Slipknot. It'd be hard to tell them apart.
Oh, we see. I don't know. It could be. I didn't know. Can a rabbit sing?
Rabbits can sing, Bang.
Can they really sing?
Rabbits can sing, Bang. They just don't, because the beauty of it might overcome us all. Is the Masked Singer Frank Sinatra? Wait for it. In a mask?
No. No, I don't think it's Frank Sinatra in a mask. I don't think it's a rabbit who can sing. And I don't think sort of this overarching cacophony of rabbits whose beauty will surely destroy us all is the thing over.
This is going nowhere, Bang. Maybe we should try one of those other things that Kyle and Jackie O do. What's something else that they do on that show? What else you got?
Okay. Well, besides, they give people $1,000 to ruin their lives on radio by admitting stuff about themselves. They probably should.
Yes. Now you're talking. This sounds up my alley. Do you have $1,000?
Well, no, because I lost it all on that Bitcoin scam.
Dear. Do they play songs on their program? We could do that.
Yeah, let's play a song. What do we got next?
Let's listen to the B-52s with their track Rome.
Oh, yeah, that's like my jam. This is Super Happy Fun Time Hour 2SDR 107.3.
Down the
2SER.com.
You can get anything you want. You know what I'm saying? You want that over there? You want that over there? Got you.
I was up late night balling. Counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling. Counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling. Counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling. Counting up hundreds by the thousand.
I was up late night ballin', so far from my past misfortune. No sleeping, late nights, no eating, gun squeezing. I'm a real artesian, Ramona. I was round that counter, still down, I'm a north-north soldier. G-slide, right down Sawyer. When we slide, you won't see morning. Another story of a young black man trying to make it up out that gym. Goddamn, back, let me make my bends. Got plans, if you hatin', don't shake my hand. Take it easy, homie. Reminiscing, sitting in that Benz of the 22 bus stop way back when with the 22 five shot eyes on scan for the click clack clap of the boop bop bam cuz
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
Crazy not too long ago. Women problems every morning like the Maury Show. Swimming upstream while I'm trying to keep my bread from the sharks. Maybe want to put the hammer to my head at the park. Probably ticking with the kids trying to get them on the straight path. Got the lanes mad, no they hate to see me make cash. Got the space dash in the forum with the GPS address to your mama house. Conversations what I'm all about. Took the smart route, never been marked out. Should've been dead broke, should've been chalked out. But it didn't happen, now it's time to get it cracking. Quarterbacking like I'm 40 water, mix the holy water with the Voss. Wanna be the boss, then you gotta pay the cost. Learning from the dog, I'm from Long Beach. That's a city where the skinny carry strong hit.
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3 FM, the Super Happy Funtime Hour, getting out of here for another week. We just had Vince Staples with Big Fish, B-52s with Rome.
Big shout-outs to all our contributors here on the program. Stay tuned on 2SER 107.3. Coming up next, Psychedelic Sunday with DJ Soup and the King OPP. Super Happy Funtime Hour shall return. Bye now.
just don't know what I'm supposed to be. You know, I'm stuck. Does it get easier?